What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news. From one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. I choked on my own spit like a fucking idiot. It's Friday. Happy that. News. For quite a bit, you've been able to face swap with somebody live throughout the Snapchat app in real time. That's what live means. Now they've actually added another layer of functionality that will allow you to face swap with someone or something, even if they're not there with you in person, by going through your camera roll and selecting a picture out of there to go ahead and initiate a face swap of some sort. This is where we start to see boobs on people's faces and faces on boobs. At least that's what I think it's for. Is there another use for it? Google, in conjunction with Sony, is now bringing the Android N developer preview to the Xperia Z3. So if you have one of those devicey devices, you can get the developer preview on your Xperia Z3. Now, is that extremely important? No. I thought about it for a second and still not important. If you have a Sling TV subscription, or maybe you've been thinking about getting one, there are a few more channels that are coming to the service. After landing a major dealio with Viacom and Dish, Sling will be getting Comedy Central, BET, Spike, MTV, and Nick Jr. in quotes, many others that will start showing up in the coming months, but not Nickelodeon, because fuck you. According to a major study by the CDC, suicide rates have gone up 24% in the U.S. since the year 1999. That includes people under the age of 74, both men and women. That's a pretty dramatic leap since the year 1999. Now, the study concluded in 2014. Now, you might be asking, John, what the hell does this have to do with Front Page Tech? Why is this on the show? Easy answer. Do you want to know what happened and is way more prevalent since the year 1999? The internet. As you probably, hopefully, already know at this point, Microsoft is going to be giving us a brand new update to Windows 10 in the coming months called the Anniversary Update, and within that we'll get some brand new features like some UI tweaks with the start menu, the start screen, and even Windows Ink, and there's a lot more features coming as well. But if you're interested in getting it right now, you can, of course, if you are a Windows insider. So if you're a tester of the Windows platform, you can get it right now. I'll link it down in the description below, but keep in mind, this is a beta build, so if you aren't used to working with beta builds or you aren't an experienced Windows user, I'd be careful here installing this, especially on your main machine, because everything could hit the fan real quick, and by everything, I mean shit. Microsoft has published its Q3 fiscal 2016 earnings report, and it's looking great. Surface-related sales have generated $1.1 billion in revenue, which is not surprising. Pretty damn impressive devices, and that's actually up 61% from this time last year. Now, here's what gets great. Windows Phone, that's actually down. That's down a lot. Like, 73% down from last year. They only sold 2.3 million devices, as opposed to, like, 8-some million this time last year. I am shocked. What? It's Windows phones aren't selling? The revenue's down? F**k. How? How did this happen? Like, I don't even know how to cope. What the f**k? Shit. Holy. It's down. It's not down, not up. F**k. Shit.